Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your name and your title with the festival.
Patty White. I'm the festival director and co-founder of the Annapolis Film Festival with Lee Anderson, who will be joining us shortly.
Yes, and it's become an annual tradition since the very beginning of, coming on WTOP to talk about this. And it's hard to believe that it's been 10 years of the Annapolis Film Festival. Can you believe it's been 10 years, and remind us how it's sort of grown from its humble beginnings?
10 years, we just still can't believe it. And it started in the little back room of 49 West on West Street in Annapolis, with a bunch of us sitting around and talking about how we're going to do this. And now here we are 10 years later with a very sort of big heavy lift of coming back after 2 years of virtual, but to quite a grand festival as it's become. And we're really proud of it. We're proud of how the community has embraced it. They put their stamp on it as well. And we just are very excited about who we've become and how we've become that. Yes, we're really excited about what we've become and what the community has brought to this. And we look around, and as we're building this festival in its 10th year now, and we're just looking at how far we have come, where we've come with our films, the kinds of films we have, the kinds of showcases we have, the kinds of people we're having in, the industry guests, everything about it, and the stamp and the impact it's had on the community. That is probably our greatest, that I think is probably the thing we're the most proud of.
Yeah, speak to the community a little bit and why, because Annapolis, the film festival is such like a great, walkable thing. You can go around the historic area and stuff. Talk about how, I guess remind us what venues are used and why it's just like a great setting for it.
Right. I mean, we're walkable, accessible. We're all of those things in the downtown West Street area, the Arts District and the Historic District. And I think that's been a big part of what we've wanted to do, rather than sending people out to movie theaters and here and there, and you're just kind of on your own. We wanted to have that community feel, that feel that we're all connected, and we're trying to do it with our themes and our films and what we bring in, our curation, and we're trying to do it in the way we operate the festival. And that, I think, has been super great. It's been great for our businesses, our local businesses, our restaurants. And then it's great for our guests that come in, and for the community, that's the way to go. You just bring them downtown, let them all walk around, hit one venue to the next venue, and enjoy a lot of different situations and films and watching them in different we don't have movie theaters, so we've built our movie theaters inside old churches, inside Maryland Hall, which is an old building. Done them in the elementary school, and now this year, because St. John's has shut down for construction, we're going to the United States Naval Institute, their theater there, which is the Jack C. Taylor Auditorium, the Lockheed Martin Theater. And we're really excited about that. And it's at the Naval Institute on the grounds of the Academy. So that's our theater this year. So that's our new theater. Lee has just joined me.
Hi, Jason. Sorry for the late entry.
No worries. Life is, as co-festival directors here. busy week, I'm sure. Well, great. Well, Patty was just running me through, the overview of how it's been 10 years, etc. So you came in at just the right time, because now we're going to talk about the movie lineup, what everyone wants to talk about. So
the other thing we should talk about before we even get to the movies is that this year our theme, because it's a comeback year, is the big picture. And we're using that because we're going to be both on the screen with the big picture, on the back on the big screen. And we're also going to be looking at films, giving a lens to the curation that we're doing. So we're looking at larger issues and ideas through smaller, more intimate lenses. And then we're looking at some of the smaller concepts and films and stories in the world through larger lenses, bringing people in. So we're trying to just broaden everybody's view with a big picture.
I love it. All right. Well, without further ado, let's go into some of those movies. So tell me about opening night, Thursday, March 31st. It's called To Olivia. Tell me what this one's about.
Well, To Olivia is a British film that tells the story of Roald Dahl and Patricia Neal. And for those who don't know, he wrote James and the Giant Peach and Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. So it's a film directed by John Hay, and it stars Hugh Bonneville from Downton Abbey and Keeley Hawes, that people might know from The Bodyguard.
And she, of course, was in The Day the Earth Stood Still and HUD and so many classics.
Patricia Neal. Oh, my goodness. She's just incredible. And in fact, in the film, there's a character, Sam Heughan, who's very well known, plays Paul Newman. So because in a small scene, but it's great. It's a very nostalgic film because it takes place in the 60s and it looks back on their lives and what Hollywood used to be like and what they lived out in Surrey, England, in the countryside, and raised all these kids and had things happen to them. They went through some tragedies, and this kind of takes you through a section, a part of their lives. And, you know, we love the idea because, first of all, we're bringing something like that to our opening night, something that people you know about them. They certainly know his books, and we need to feel good. And so that our theme at the party will be chocolate and sweetness. And we're saying how sweet it is that we're back. And so that's really great. And jump to the closing night film. It's A Piece of Chocolate, A Piece by Chocolate, which is P-E-A-C-E by Chocolate, which is a new immigration story, a narrative film out this year about a Syrian.
Well, it's a young guy who's been in medical school in Syria. He moves to Nova Scotia and he finds that his medical credits don't transfer. And in frustration, he ends up doing the family business with his father, which is making chocolate.
You don't want to give all of that away, but the, you know, the family wants him to be in their business. He helps bring the family over, and it's a very touching story, and it's got some humor, and the director's coming. So I think that'll be great. And that's our closing day Sunday film, also with chocolate as a theme. So
the other thing about opening night, Jason, is that everything's at Maryland Hall this year. We're putting a big tent on the front lawn. For those that are big sponsors, there is a pre-reception invitation only. And then the red carpet will assemble in the front as filmmakers walk the red carpet before the opening night film. We have a 40-foot red carpet that's covered this year, so it's twice as big as in the past. And then the festival, and you know, attendees will go in, enjoy the film, and we have a Q&A hosted by Joe Neumeier with none other than John Hay, who will be joining us from London. And then afterwards, everybody can just walk out to the after party under the tent.
And the group we're having play.
Yeah, we're having all For the Road is playing live music. We have specialty cocktails from Tito's handmade vodka and Rabbit Hole bourbon, as well as director's cut from Coppola wine.
And chocolate.
And palate pleasers with amazing British fare.
Yeah.
Man, so Coppola wine. I'm getting hungry for a Wonka bar with all this. Everlasting Gobstopper or something. But very cool. So yeah, well, that's sort of the opening and closing. Thanks for giving me the sort of the bookends of the festival, the chocolatey bookends. Take me into the second night, Friday, April 1st. Which film should we talk about here? Do you want to talk about 892 or which one do you want to talk about?
Yeah, 892 is one of our spotlight films. And our director, Abby Corbin, is a new first-time feature director. She did an amazing job with this film. And we've had her film before. We had her short film. It won the jury award for us called The Suitcase. So we're really excited. We're hoping she's coming back. We're waiting to hear.
The film is based on a true story of Brian Easley from Atlanta back in 2014. He was a veteran that was struggling to get his benefits paid by the VA. And he resorts to drastic measures.
Right. That's all we'll tell you about that. But it's very exciting. It's a thriller sort of. And so, you know, we're hoping to get a big audience for that.
It also doesn't feel like a first-time filmmaker's feature. She's done an excellent job.
Absolutely. She really has. We also have during the day, like around noon, the environmental showcase and that we do every year. And this year we have a series of shorts. And one of those shorts is the pilot for the sequel to The Biggest Little Farm, which was a big hit at our festival a couple of years ago. People will remember. And this is the pilot for a series that they're going to do taking place on that Biggest Little Farm that everybody knows and loves. So
called the Biggest Little Farm, the return.
So that will be part of the environmental showcase along with some other really cool short films and a panel. So that's a 12:30 on Friday, and that people get off and come over and see that one. We have a great lineup. You know, we've got a French film called The Rosemaker that afternoon, and a Japanese film called The Aristocrats. Those are all great.
And don't forget some international films. We have The Bright Side,
which is
an Irish film about a young woman who's a comedian, stand-up comedian, but she's a train wreck, and then finds out she has breast cancer and finds the most interesting assortment of new friends to help her deal with what lies ahead in her future. But it's really about what matters.
And really, the other thing that's cool is we have a film that is called Miha, a documentary that is this incredible story about a Latinx family out in California. And you really see inside what it's like for a young 20-something to be responsible for their family, because they're the only ones that have citizenship because they were born here. Everyone else in their family wasn't. So it's such a great story. And she's a young woman who's a manager of some Mexican American singers, and so that whole story is evolving while she's trying to get her parents' papers to live here. So it's a very relevant story today.
And Isabella Sanchez will be here, the director.
Isabel Castro. And we're hoping she'll be here. So we're still tying up a few loose knots on our directors, but yes, we're hoping we'll be here. Someone from the film will be. And we have Glob Lessons, which is an evening, Friday evening film for, I think the millennials will love this. Everyone will, but it's just a really feel good, fun, a road trip with two people who are
an unlikely duo.
Yes, a platonic duo. So it's very good. And then The Automat, which is the historical, wonderful film about Horton Hardart and how all those fast food those quick to get things restaurants started, Starbucks and all of that, kind of were born out of The Automat. This is a great historical documentary that takes you through how it all started and who started it and how it started in Philadelphia, went to New York, and, you know, just everything, how the movies were shot there, Audrey Hepburn and Breakfast at Tiffany's, and, you know.
There's a lot of nostalgia running through the festival, and we think it's a nice return for people to remember things they held dear and to revisit things that made them happy.
Looking backward in order to go forward, that's kind of what we're doing, you know. And we're looking forward in order to understand our history.
Also, our shorts programs kick off on Friday. So we have several shorts programs that are wonderful. And Derek Horn, our director of programming, has always themed them so nicely. They have, of course, a common theme. And as we thought about what are people looking for when they come out of this COVID black hole that we've been living in, themes are...
Yeah, they're time to love, time to live. Time to laugh, and time to listen, and time to liberate. Those are our five major ones. And then on the next days, we have on Sunday, we have the two other shorts, which is student shorts, which we call Time to Learn, and the local Maryland shorts, which is Time to Launch. So the shorts are great. I mean, that we have some just wonderful shorts, and a lot of our audience just goes from one short program to the next. They love it.
And we are offering a shorts only pass this year. Just for $100, you can go to all the shorts programs. There's seven programs. So that's a deal. Also, the two festival directors have a film in the festival this year, and it's a short film that's in the Time to Live shorts program.
What's it about?
It's called Don't Hold Your Breath. So Jason, don't hold your breath.
Yeah, a fitting title for the last couple of years.
We don't want to say too much about it. We just like people to see it and understand why we did it. So
that's enough. That's a teaser to check out the shorts programs and see that. Very cool. Let's hit Saturday as well, because there's a couple spotlight films I know there. Why don't you first tell me about Fire of Love?
Excited about this film.
Yeah, very excited about it. And it's a lot of our spotlights are off of Sundance this year, just come right off of Sundance. The Fire of Love is a great story of a volcanologist couple, who French couple, who traveled the world chasing and studying volcanoes. And the footage, the real life footage that goes back into the 70s and earlier maybe, is phenomenal. And you just feel like you're there at these volcanoes. So it's their story. I don't want to tell you too much about that or where it goes, but it's just quite a journey and an adventure. So if you're into that, that's a really good one. And that'll be playing over at the Lockheed Martin Theater at the Academy. So on Saturday afternoon, we also have our sailing showcase, which is Gary Jobson is hosting again, which is going to have a series of shorts, which is really great. And one of our favorite things in the world is our African-American experience. And this year we have Dionne Warwick, Don't Make Me Over, the new documentary that hasn't come out yet. It'll be on CNN at some point.
Not only do we have the documentary, we have the director and producer of the film coming from Atlanta, Dave Woolley, and we will have Chris Haley host that conversation. So that's one not to miss.
Yeah, that's a good one. And then our 8 o'clock spotlight is Emily the Criminal, and the director is coming, John Patton Ford, and that is with Aubrey Plaza, and that's quite that's quite a film. It's a drama, not her usual comedy, but it's just so well done. And it just kind of grabs you and takes you on that, in that story, and twirls you around a few times, and then as Aubrey can, and then brings you out to the other side.
The other thing
about a credit card scheme or something like that.
Yes. Yeah. She gets involved and she's sort of down on her luck and people are letting her down and disappointing her. And she gets an opportunity. Somebody hits her up with an opportunity. She finds out, she doesn't decide to do that. She just finds out after the fact or during the fact that it's fraud and it's a scheme. So then she has to make the decision, does she want to keep doing this because this is a way to make money? So that's the story.
The other really interesting thing is because we have this U.S. Naval Institute Jack C. Taylor Conference Center venue, which is gorgeous with 7.1 surround sound and comfortable seats, we are playing a lot of military themed films this year. So it's starting in the morning. We have Into Flight once more. It's a really interesting film about a group of World War II veterans that meet with younger engineers to resurrect the famed Lockheed Martin workhorse planes of World War II. And they rebuild and retool and remake them to fly them back across the Atlantic for the 50th anniversary of D-Day. So we also have Walk with Frank, which is a Vietnam veteran that basically denied that he had PTSD for 50 years and then realized one day, if I could just deal with this, my life could get better. So he thinks that's not enough. So he walks across New York and lots of veterans begin to travel and follow with him to talk about PTSD. And then we have this spectacularly beautiful film called Dear Sirs. And it's the story of a grandson of a soldier who fought in World War II. And he finds some things when his grandfather dies and decides to retrace the steps through Germany that his grandfather lived when he was his age during World War II.
And these are docs. These are both documentaries. All three of them are documentaries.
Right. So that's all Saturday.
That's all Saturday at the theater there, at the Lockheed Martin Theaters.
Okay. And then I guess moving to the fourth and final day, Sunday, April 3rd. I mean, you already mentioned Peace by Chocolate, but what else do we got?
Well, so we also have, another doc called Boblo Boats, which is about those old ferry boats in Detroit that used to take people out to the amusement park island and for fun. And it was very big in the African-American community there. It was also big in the white community there. And everybody used to take those boats and go out, and they all had their own nostalgic stories about. In fact, Martha Reeves narrates the film, Motown girl.
Wave, so nowhere to run to.
Right. So that is a really cool film that we're going to show here in Annapolis at the Bowen Theater. And then we have A Love Song, which is a small film off of Sundance, and it's a really interesting kind of personal, intimate story.
We also have Yelling Fire in an Empty Theater.
Yeah.
Which you're not supposed to do.
Exactly. And that's also a very sort of the Gen Xers and the millennials will really be attracted to this. And Rehab Cabin.
Director's coming for that.
And the director's coming.
For Rehab Cabin, as two millennials kidnap someone in an effort to help them treat their addiction.
Well, they kidnap a young star who is going that they love, but they want to straighten her out, and then things go awry. So I'll tell you more than that.
And then one of my favorites, Blind Ambition. If you can imagine the story of three Zimbabwean sommeliers working to create wine, and they decide to enter this French competition. It's a world competition in South Africa. It's wonderful.
Yeah. And we have a lot of them. We have Calendar Girls, which is the troupe of older retired women down in Florida who decide to put a dance company together, and they go out and dance all over. It's really funny and touching and poignant.
We also have Any Given Day, which is a really interesting, a mental health oriented documentary film by Margaret Byrne. And it really explores what happens to people when they're trying to re-enter the world after, you know, seeking treatment or being, you know, getting help. It's very challenging. And the interesting thing about it is that she becomes the subject in her own film.
Yeah. It's also about people who have gotten out of prison, and the story she's telling is about some people who have been in prison and they get out, and then they have to reintegrate into society, and their mental health challenges, you know, stop that. And then as she's telling that story, she starts to develop some of her own, which she's had, and she turns the camera on herself as well. So that's a really interesting story. Valiant Hearts is also a wonderful French film that deals with a bunch of kids that are being secreted away during the war and during World War II, and their journey in the woods. It is just so good. It just touches you on every level. So, and we have Queen of Glory.
Queen of Glory is a story of an African-American woman that is sort of unconventional, and her mom passes away and she inherits her Christian bookstore. Mm-hmm. And she doesn't really want it. So it's forcing her to come to terms with some issues in her own life, but it's a very interesting story. Yes. And then of course, moving to Sunday.
A lot of these will replay on Sunday. So, you know, I think, but we have the Jewish experience that we always have on Sunday, which are with our bagel breakfast. And then we have this great film called 3 Minutes of Lengthening. It's been written up in the Time, New York Times, and it's been at a lot of places now it was developed by a guy. He wrote the book about it. They found footage, 3 minutes of footage that was left from a village in Poland right before the war. And all of these people are coming out of a synagogue, and they're just all these faces of kids and adults and families.
But it's a mystery.
Well, the mystery is that all these people, and most of the people in this film are not going to make it. So to survive. And the film goes back and forth over this footage for 69 minutes, telling the story of some of these people that they found, who they are and what their lives are and who they're related to. And so really interesting. And then we have the second half of it. You want to tell them?
Yeah, the second half is a return to an alumna filmmaker that's been to the festival before. It's Monica Levinson's very own personal family story called The Stories of Us. Some of you might remember Monica produced the opening night film Beirut a few years ago that we had. But the wonderful pairing of this is that she took 12 years to capture her, you know, her big, loud, wonderful Jewish family's stories at every family gathering, every bar mitzvah, every Thanksgiving, every time they got together for a wedding, and has compiled almost like a home movie where they share their family story. So pairing that with the 3 minutes of lengthening film is just a wonderful look at the stories that we pass on.
Two feelings of home movies. One where people didn't make it to have a life in America or anywhere, and one family that did, some of them did come over and whatever, and they executed a life here. You know what I mean? They actually lived and went on to have a wonderful big family. So that's a cool pairing. And we're very happy to be able to present that for our audience.
And then, of course, don't forget Friday, Saturday, and Sunday morning, everyone should start their day with Coffee Talks With. This is our hosted informal drop-in with unannounced filmmaker guests. And it's a very intimate experience where you can grab a bagel and some muffin and some coffee and tea from Baltimore Coffee and Tea Company that's complimentary. And it's hosted. So the first Friday, Joe Neumeier will host. And then Saturday and Sunday, we have Christopher Llewellyn Reed will host our Coffee Talks With.
Yep. And we also have a film called Neighbors, which we haven't mentioned, but it's an excellent film as well, a foreign film that, you know, we don't need to go into all these details of every single film, but The Last Film Show as well, which is an Indian film. And this film is beautiful, and it's just very heartfelt about a little boy who loves the cinema. So, and I guess the other final thing we're doing is we're actually, this is a private screening invited only for teenage kids, high schoolers from Anne Arundel County. But we are going to rerun our screening of King Richard. So those kids will be able to come in and see it on Friday morning at Maryland Hall.
Well, very cool. And you know, as always, the coffee talks are going to be fun. But this year you can talk about the automat and coffee and chocolate and all kind of, it's fitting this year. So
yeah, we want to return to a time where we all enjoy being together and it feels good. And the festival's always had this inclusive, happy vibe. You're well aware, Jason, of our commitment to inclusion and voices representing all people. So we want to bring people back, and we're really hoping that the people that attended virtually last year will come in person. Our opening night parties outdoor under the tent. We are a COVID safe festival this year. So we will be requiring a check-in with people. So check-in for vaccination card and photo ID or proof of PCR, recent PCR test. If you are a pass holder, you check in once and you're good for the whole weekend. If you're an individual ticket holder, you check in the morning, you're good for the day, you get a wristband. So we're doing our best and trying to keep it feeling safe in the world we're slowly unearthing ourselves from. We will be asking people to mask indoors because we may all be sitting right next to one another. But, you know, we're doing this so everybody just feels safe and everybody can attend. So
right. Parties will be optional masking, but, you know, some will and some won't. There'll be food there. But we're just really thrilled to be able to put this on in person. We've taken every step we can possibly take to make it safe and healthy and to make it exciting, and also to bring us back into the world again. And as Lee said, I mean, one of the main reasons we took this sort of direction this year is of nostalgia and the big picture and all of these things we're doing is because we want people to start to feel good about going out and appreciating what we can bring, you know, through film and not being afraid of everything. And we feel we can do this in the right way. And we're just going to take your mind right off of everything that's going on in the world and put you into a place of wow.
And you know what, you know, as well as we do, there's nothing better than sitting in a dark room and not being distracted and seeing a beautiful image on a big screen and hearing the sound wash over you and just escaping into a really good story.
And we have a lot of those.
Yeah, you can't beat it. As much as watching stuff at home is convenient and stuff, you can't beat that communal experience of the lights go down and we're all transported, living vicariously through these characters.
Well, that's it. That's the whole thing, Jason.
Exactly. Well, congrats on 10 years. You know, here's to another 10 and 10 more after that and 10 more after that. Again, yeah.
Everyone, it won't be us.
Yeah. Well, someone will carry on the legacy, but someone will carry
the banner.
Yeah, exactly. We'll come celebrate the 10th anniversary here of the Annapolis Film Festival. More than 70 films over 4 days. It runs March 31st to April 3rd. So get your tickets now. Thanks so much for doing this.
Thank you, Jason, for always helping us get the word out and keep movies alive.
And we hope to see you at the movies, all of you, including you, Jason.
Tickets are $15. Passes are $195. If you're an Annapolis Film Society member, it's $175. Tickets go on sale today, March 11th.
All right. Bye. Sounds good. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.